Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, for every act of piety, man is rewarded 10 to 700 times more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, illa sawma fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bih. Except fasting, because fasting is for me and I will give its reward myself. Allah azza wa jal also says, man refrains from satisfying his desires and eating food for my pleasure. There are two glad tidings for the man who fasts. One at the time of sunset and one when he meets his Rabb Azza wa Jal. Allah likes the smell emanating from a fasting person's mouth more than the fragrance of musk. Dear viewers, the foregoing blessed ahadith mention several virtues of fasting. There is a great reward for the one who fasts abiding by Sharia and Sunnah, which involves avoidance not only from eating, drinking and intercourse, but also from all the sins. By the grace of Allah, such a fast will compensate for all the previous sins. Especially the hadith which mentions the word فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. The fast is for me and I will give its reward myself is noteworthy. According to Tafsir Naimi, some muhaddiseen rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhim have read this hadith in the following manner, ana ujza bihi, which will then mean I am its reward. Subhanallah. So the fasting person finds even Allah azza wa jal by fasting. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.